going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus and happy Mother's Day. I'm Father Tom Burke from St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, and Point Breeze and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. We're talking about graduation this week. It's almost that time of year, again, that this year we're finally able to celebrate the excitement of normal in-person graduation ceremonies. This wonderful time in a young person's life is both thrilling, but also anxious-filled. We know, however, when a student graduates with a Catholic school education, they're set to enter into the world in a different way than their peers. The rigors of Catholic school education prove challenging academically and spiritually, and national statistics point to Catholic school graduates as more college-ready and also prepared in most important way of all. Catholic school graduates have learned to be the light of Christ from within themselves and to be the light of love for others. Our director of Catholic schools, Michelle Peduto, is back with us this morning, along with Dory Donahue, who is the director of mission integration at Oakland Catholic High School in Pittsburgh. Michelle and Dory, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Morning.
And happy Mom's Day to all of our moms out there this Sunday morning. Michelle, let's get started. In a world focused on external benchmarks of success, can you explain how fostering a young person's spiritual life comes the true measure of their success?
Oh, absolutely. I think it is absolutely a true measure of their success. It is who they will be for the rest of their lives. It will shape their journey from now until they meet their eternal reward. It provides that strength of character, that strength of the ability to move on through trying times. It is very much about walking with God throughout the rest of their lives. I can't think of a greater gift, along with their parents, that we can give them, that we can share with them, the walk in faith through all things that are to come.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle, can you explain how do the schools develop and cultivate a faith experience individually for each student and then for the school community?
I think it's a combination, and I'm sure Dory will add to this as well. It's a combination of the education in the faith, the intellectual side of the faith, but then it's also about nurturing the community within the school and the mission work that the students do. This all provides a bigger picture for them, a bigger experience of the faith. And they are living it on a daily basis. It's not just Sunday. It is every single day, and it is integrated into every single course. All of their experiences are embedded in faith. So I think that's no small feat on the part of our schools, but also such, again, as I said before, such a gift to our students.
right? Living their faith and integrating it into the community. It's like a wholesome package, you know?
And absolutely.
Dory, do you want to add anything to that?
I would just add in, Father Burke, if I could, just the gift, adding on to what Michelle was saying. The gift of the liturgical calendar, as Michelle said, isn't just lived on a Sunday, obviously. And in a school, you're living that liturgical calendar. It's the heartbeat of what we do. And I think that that heartbeat then permeates the academic excellence and even the life source of the research that we have of being just on the cusp of what our young people need today in our schools. I think that liturgical calendar feeds that.
And how the liturgical calendar, you know, incorporates all the seasons. Right now, of course, we're in the Easter season and then ordinary time, and then get ready for the fall for Advent and Lent. And it's just, it's like a cycle, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, Dory, when our students leave, these spiritual seeds, they don't scatter or blow away, but they really grow with the young people for the rest of their lives. Can you give us some examples of how this in their faith continues to grow, planting the seeds?
So sure, Father Burke. I think one of the things that happens in a Catholic school is they learn to love themselves in Jesus Christ. And that's key. When they start to love themselves in Jesus Christ, then they start to feel the call to take advantage of all the academics in a Catholic school so that when they weigh their their mission in the world later, as Michelle was saying, they're different because they're going to incorporate their faith into their professional lives, into their consecrated or priesthood lives, or into their different family lives and encounters with modern society. And so that's a huge gift. And I think in America, when one of the strongest values is freedom, the freedom of a young Catholic person only has limits because it has the source of everything in God. And so that creativity is just unleashed, you know, on our world today. And I think that's a tremendous gift our children have to give to their universities.
Yeah, very well put. Now, Dory, Oakland Catholic's mission focuses on spirituality, scholarship, and service. Can you speak to your experience working at Oakland Catholic, how you assist in molding a student's bookends of the mission of the spirituality and service? Because obviously, yes, they definitely go hand in hand.
Sure. It's not to repeat, but the pastoral ministry there with the spirituality is really important, the liturgical cadence at OC. So the chapel with the presentation of the saints, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the presentation of Jesus in the stained glass windows, the presence of the Eucharist there, the regular adoration, access to the sacraments is huge, not only for their personal experience of Jesus, but as well for them to receive what does the church have to offer me in the way that God sees me? And again, coming back to that fact of learning to love themselves in Jesus Christ, right? It's not just who is God, but who does God say I am? And so that encounter happens in a pastoral ministry through regular adoration, the sacraments. And then as well, we have a lot of opportunity of outside service to our local community, because once you get filled up, you better be able to give it or you might get some spiritual gluttony. So the young people need a source to give out. So, you know, we're always out there working with the homeless in our own neighborhood, and then just some of the more vulnerable elderly that might need support with their own homes. As well, we also work with our local schools, be it public or private, especially through a tutoring program that has been very essential right now due to the pandemic. A lot of kids are behind and they need to see older kids coming in and just helping support them with their math and reading and things like that. So I think that the bookends of mission, spirituality, and service are really leading our young people to mature self-giving love in a time period when it seems like everything kind of directs them towards self-centeredness. But this is such a release.
Absolutely.
The pastoral ministry our schools have to offer.
You mentioned the chapel there at Oakland Catholic, and I was a parochial vicar at St. Paul Cathedral back in 2004 to 2008, and I remember seeing that chapel being built and right there on Craig Street, right across the street from the cathedral, and just as a Catholic, the Eucharist, of course, is the center of our Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. To have that chapel right there inside those walls of Oakland Catholic is really a blessing to the young women that go to school there, the faculty, the staff. So kudos to you and your staff for having that.
It's a gift of the local church, really, mm-hmm. right? Because Oakland is a diocesan school, and it's the gift that the ordained priests who've worked hard to continue a single gender, all girls Catholic high school. Yeah. And the girls need a sacred space to be with him. And he needs to be with them too. That quiet time is really important, especially in the face of mentioning some of the anxiety and depression mm-hmm. that our young people are facing at an all-time high in adolescence and pre-adolescence. So
now, a Catholic school education uses the whole person approach. It means focusing on the uniqueness of each girl and helping them grow to live out their faith differently. This is definitely an important job, Dory. How do you exactly do that, and what's involved?
So again, I want to go back to the fact of really teaching them how to love themselves in Jesus Christ. And we have a multicultural school, which also means not just cultural differences, but church differences, and then those that don't come from a background of faith. But because they've chosen Oakland Catholic, that experience of God's love knows no prejudice. Much like I tell them, Nemo in the movie, Nemo in the water, in the ocean knew no prejudice, surrounded every fish that was open to receive that love. And so what we try to do, and I'm sure this is happening in other high schools as well, is to meet them where they are and create those personal relationships of trust among the teachers and the faculty and the teachers themselves. This is the gift of the Catholic school, are faith-based as well. And that faith is incorporated into the classroom, what's on their walls, how they walk, how they talk, what their testimonies are. And that presence is already half the battle, because they're modeling what our kids end up falling in love with by the time they leave. So grand part of it, besides the sacramental experience, are the teachers themselves. That they're the heart of what we do, and that heart is what the kids are receiving, and helping them understand who they really are in Jesus Christ are his, you know, eyes, arms, and thoughts out there in a true, authentic love. I don't know if that was practical enough. I can give you the practical things we do. Oh, that was too vague.
I can talk to you all day about this.
I get pretty fired up about this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Well, in our second segment, we're going to have Teresa Atkinson, who is a school counselor at Sarah Catholic High School in McKeesport, and Judy Caves, who is a guidance counselor at Seton LaSalle High School in Mount Lebanon. So that's coming up. So we're going to take a break. I want to thank Dory Donahue, the Director of Mission Integration at Oakland Catholic High School in Oakland, for being with us this morning, along with Michelle Peduto. Doreen and Michelle, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. And happy Mother's Day to all of our moms on this Mother's Day Sunday. And this morning, our discussion is on high school graduation. Michelle Peduto, who is our director of Catholic schools, is back with us for the segment two. In the second segment, I want to welcome Teresa Atkinson, who is a school counselor at Sarah Catholic High School in McKeesport, and Judy Caves, who is a guidance counselor at Seton LaSalle High School in Mount Lebanon. So Teresa and Judy, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Hi, Father Burke. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm really excited to talk about my work as a school counselor in the Catholic schools.
Yes, it's great to be here.
And both Sarah and St. LaSalle are very near and dear to my heart. When I was pastor at Good Shepherd Parish in Braddock, I was the chaplain at Sarah Catholic very briefly, and had a lot of students from the Braddock McKeesport area. So kudos to Sarah Catholic and St. LaSalle, very near and dear to my heart. All three of my nephews, Matthew, Michael, and Thomas Bank, are graduates of St. LaSalle. So I come from the former St. Norbert Parish in Overbrook, which is now Blessed Trinity. So I'm a South Hills guy. So kudos to both Sarah and St. LaSalle. So let's get started. Is a school counselor and a guidance counselor one in the same, or do they perform different roles at the schools? Teresa, I'll let you lead us off.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I'm sure Judy will be happy to add on to that. So, Father Burke, according to the American School Counselor Association, historically, the term guidance counselor was used to refer to counselors working in the schools. The term has evolved to school counselor as the scope of duties has changed and evolved. Although some schools still use the term guidance counselor, the American School Counseling Association encourages the use of school counselor to more accurately reflect the role. And so in our earlier segment, we were talking about how Catholic education looks at the whole student, particularly spiritually. But when you look at a school counseling program and school counselors, generally speaking, it addresses a program for all students. It's proactive, it's data driven. School counselors are leaders in the school community, particularly in Catholic schools. And lastly, school counselors develop and manage and evaluate the program solely based on the needs of their students, of the, you know, the school community, teachers, faculty, staff, and, you know, basically overall what the needs are of students. And I think particularly with this pandemic, we have seen, not to get into too much detail, but the need of mental health services and getting our kids back on track, academically speaking, due to, you know, being back and forth with in-person, not in-person, you know, things like that. So.
Good. Judy, you want to add anything to that with Tracy?
That was very comprehensive. Yeah, I think in a nutshell, it's viewing it, and excuse my voice, I'm dealing with COVID, but it's looking at school counseling where many years ago, a guidance counselor sat in their office and students would come to them as a need basis. Now it's the reverse. School counselors are into the school community, like Teresa said, making programs out into the classrooms, drawing the students in, not sitting waiting for them to come. So I think that is kind of what she said, but that's just kind of the change that has happened over the years from guidance counselor to school counseling. More comprehensive approach, more proactive.
Yeah, I can remember when I was in high school, a guidance counselor guided me when I was thinking about a career in broadcasting and radio. So a guidance counselor kind of guides you for careers, obviously, and then a school counselor, obviously, with the emotional support and obviously if there's some family issues going on. So I could see how a guidance counselor versus a regular family counselor could be. School counselor could be totally different roles in that, much needed in both segments, you know. Teresa, would you begin telling us a little bit more about your specific role at Sarah Catholic, some of the spiritual and emotional issues that students are facing? We hear so much in the news over these last 2 years with the pandemic, how emotionally these students have been traumatized and the on and off with learning. And obviously with what's going on at home with their family. Can you share our listeners with that?
Sure. So at Sarah, I am the full-time school counselor in the building. My primary focuses are academics, college and career planning, and emotional social. So anything that comes up with students, you know, and teachers as well with concerns they have, I deal with all of that. In addition, I work very, very closely with obviously the students and the families, but our faculty and our administrators. And I wear multiple hats. And when I always talk with students, particularly when I introduce them when they're freshmen, I say, you're going to see me run around this building and I interact, you know, with everyone. But primarily, I provide one-on-one counseling. I try to do small groups. I do a lot of classroom lessons, and I do other programming addressing the needs of students, again, in the areas of academics, college and career readiness, and emotional, social areas. And I think, you know, Father Burke, you were saying before a lot about the emotional stress. What we are seeing as a school, as a school counselor, I am seeing a lot of the anxiety, depression, other things with mental health really affect students' performance in the classroom. To the flip side, I also see kids who don't let that hold them back, and they use those resources and the tools in their tool belt, and they overcome that, and they're resilient. And I think being in a Catholic school, you know, my work as a school counselor, I am able to bring in that spiritual aspect of that and helping the, you know, the students if they're struggling. Hey, take a couple minutes, walk over to our beautiful chapel and talk to the Lord, see what he has to say, you know. So those are kind of, you know, some of the emotional, spiritual things that kind of all intertwine with my work.
Well, Judy, can you share a little bit about the scholastic side of student life? How are our Catholic high school graduates? Are they more academically prepared, as the national statistics indicate?
Sure. Yeah, I can speak to that. Exactly. I think we do a lot of things very, very well. First of all, we're smaller. We have a more close relationship with our students. So getting to know our students and knowing their needs, it almost reminds me, I always say that Seton LaSalle is more than a school building. It reminds me more of a college campus, because students will be there before school starts, after school starts. They're in the hallway talking to the teachers between classes. It's not a traditional school building where kids go to class, come out of class, go to the next class. There's an integral part of relationships that grow there. And I can't emphasize enough how important I think that means, excuse me, for educating the whole student and giving them the confidence to know that someone else has their back and that they can go to with questions and concerns. So I think we do that very well. And as addition to offering AP classes, honors classes, and even some developmental reading classes. So we meet the students where they are so they're prepared for the next step.
I want to bring in Michelle Peduta, our director of Catholic schools. She's my cleanup lady here. Last 20 seconds, Michelle, you always get the last word on Catholic Education Plus, on what Teresa and Judy have added today.
Well, I just think it's so clear just from the program today, Father Tom, that these ladies are phenomenal. Our high schools are phenomenal. We are so deep in spirituality, in academics, in support, and we do a lot with a little, because we are not staffed the same way public schools are, but we have a lot of heart.
Yeah. Teresa Atkinson, Judy Caves, and Michelle Peduta, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll take a break.
Thank you.
Be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, as we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter, also Mother's Day, we are also celebrating what's called Good Shepherd Sunday. John focuses on Jesus as the Good Shepherd, using the metaphor of sheep and the shepherd to express how he and the Father are one. This is called Good Shepherd Sunday because Jesus compares his followers to sheep whom he promises to watch over and to keep safe. Sometimes we fall away, we wander away, but the shepherd's voice is there, who is powerful and patient and always brings us back on to the right path. Shepherds protect and care for their sheep, and they make sure that the sheep are fed and nourished and are caring. And so we are, as we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday on this fourth Sunday of Easter. I also want to acknowledge Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers and grandmothers and godmothers and aunts, any type of motherly role a woman has in a person's life. Happy Mother's Day. And I want to shout out a special Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Marge Burke. And thanks for all your wonderful vocation as a mother. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke and Michelle Peduta here on KDK Radio.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.